So we are going to talk about practical considerations for protecting trade secrets. Now, y'all, guess what? Cybersecurity is going to come up. We're not going to focus on it, though. Really, the focus here is, you may have heard people reference, well, trade secrets. This is to actually talk about, well, what does that actually mean? Like, when you say a trade secret, what are you talking about? And then to provide a lot of practical information about what we as outside counsel encourage our clients to do to be ready to protect that information way before you ever get near a courthouse. So this is much more focused on before you've gone down to the courthouse, what are the kinds of things you are doing? For those of you that have practiced in this area for any length of time, you may know that Texas courts for a long time are very casual about the following two phrases. Confidential information, trade secrets. And you would see cases talk about a claim for misuse of confidential information, and you would see cases talk about misappropriation of trade secrets, and they would sometimes even talk about it interchangeably. The Texas legislature did away with all of that when they passed a law called TUTSA, Texas Uniform Trade Secret Act. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to hear about the federal analog now. We have a federal statute that you've probably heard about, the Defend Trade Secrets Act. What those are designed to do is to drive consistency. Now, Mike and I, Mike more so from a broader commercial standpoint, me very much from an employment law standpoint, see these cases come up in at least four different scenarios. This is not to say they are the only four scenarios in which they can come up. It is to say these are the ones that we see the most. As an employment lawyer, you might guess one of the number one ways I see trade secrets walk out the door is employee. Exactly right. It's the employees. They've got them. They have them stored in 1,000 different places that we only know some of. And when we separate with them, either at our insistence called a termination or their insistence called a resignation,